I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the remote studio for the Medical University of South Carolina in Charleston. Influenza or flu can sometimes cause serious complications, particularly in young children and older adults. Dr. Sean Haley is here to talk about the importance of getting the flu vaccine. Dr. Haley is the medical director for population health, and he's a family medicine physician at MUSC. Dr. Haley, what are the potential benefits of the flu vaccine to kids and adults, both the general population, but also those with specific medical conditions?
The benefits of the vaccine include a decreased chance of getting the flu virus and becoming sick. We also believe that even if you do contract the flu virus after being vaccinated, it's likely to give you more protection from severe disease. Certainly, these protections are increased in those young kids and older adults over 50. This is even more pronounced in folks who have other medical problems, including diabetes or high blood pressure or lung disease.
Do we have any predictions about what to expect this year in terms of the prevalence of the flu in South Carolina or across the U.S.?
I do think it's pretty safe to say we're going to see significantly more flu cases this year than last season, given the social distancing recommendations and the decreased testing we had for flu. But there are some experts who are really concerned that this is going to be a much harsher flu season because we don't have some of that built-up immunity from last year's flu season.
Why do older adults receive a higher dose of the flu vaccine?
Adults over the age of 65 are able to receive a high-dose flu vaccine. And we've done studies in the past that show our immune response to vaccines decreases as we get older. And when we've studied the higher-dose flu vaccine in adults over 65, we've seen that there are fewer flu infections and fewer hospital trips for those who are over 65 that get that high-dose flu vaccine.
And how effective is the flu vaccine?
The flu vaccine's efficacy does vary each year. It's usually about 40 to 60% effective at preventing any symptomatic infections. And it's shown about the same amount of effectiveness at decreasing your chance of going to the hospital. And it's really good at preventing you from having to end up in the ICU. Some studies actually suggest it's even better in kids than it is in adults or older adults.
What other precautions can we take throughout the entire flu season to help reduce our chance of getting the flu?
I think a lot of those precautions are things we've been doing as part of normal life for the past couple years. A lot more hand hygiene focus, covering our mouth when we cough or sneeze, and making sure that we clean really high-touch areas well. Certainly, if you're sick or think you might have the flu, you really need to stay home from work, call your primary care doctor, and see if you could get tested.
And I know in years past, there were some recommendations that people try to get the flu vaccine by the end of October. Here we are in November. It's still timely to get the vaccine, correct?
Absolutely. When we tend to talk about timing for the flu vaccine, we really want folks to be getting the flu vaccine 2 weeks before we start to see flu cases in our community. It generally takes about 2 weeks for that immunity to develop, and we're only just starting to see flu cases here in South Carolina, so we still have plenty of time to go and get our flu vaccine before things pick up.
Dr. Haley, thanks for this information about the flu vaccine.
Thank you for having me, Bobby.
From the remote studio for the Medical University of South Carolina in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.